Sefer that he has at the end, that's called Shabbos HaTshuvah, he discusses this at length, that sometimes there's a Kenyan Mammon and sometimes there's a Kenyan Iser. So the Avnei Miluim and the Tshuva works on the assumption that Eish is Kohen as Achelus B'Tshuma because the husband has a Kenyan Iser and his wife. And that Avnei K'naini is Eichel B'Tshuma, Eved Ivi Yishal Kohen is not Eichel B'Tshuma. That's the pasuk that the Gemara discusses here in Da'al Adam and Aleph. It says Toshe B'Socher Lo Yochel Bo. So the Gemara says Toshe B'Socher goes on the two types of Eved Ivri, the Eved who's sold for Sheish and the Eved who's a Nirtza. So neither Eved Ivri is Eichel B'Tshuma, but Eved K'nain is Eichel B'Tshuma. So the Avnei Miluim is assuming, like the Tosfos opinion, that in Eved Ivri there's no Kinyan Issa, there's only a Kinyan Mammon. And Eved K'nain, in addition to the Kenyan Mammon, there's also a Kenyan Issa. The Gemara in Oril, in Yibamas, the first daf in Perek Oril, the Gemara sounds like it says that the Odon who has an Eved K'naini has a Kenyan Issa on the Eved K'naini, as opposed to Eved Ivri, where there's no Kenyan Issa. The Gemara says it with respect to the din that an Eved K'naini cannot become a Munan according to Pesach without authorization of the Odon. He can't decide on his own to join someone's Korban Pesach. He has to have authorization for the Odin. As opposed to Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a free agent. He can decide to eat with anybody's Korban Pesach who will allow him to join along. So Tosfos learns on that Gemara, because in Eved Ivri there's no Kenyan Iser. That's a simple reading Gemara. Eved Kenyan, there is a Kenyan Iser. Tosfos says, how can it be there's no Kenyan Iser in Eved Ivri? But he's Muta B'Shiv Chaknainis. You see that in Iser the Heta the Dinim changed. So Tosfos writes there in the first daf in Ha'oral, daf ayin on the base, no, the halacha that the Eved Ivri is muta b'shiv chakneinis, that's based on a pasuk, k'mishnes chasocher avotcha. It says in the Chumash, when you free the Eved Ivri after sheish, when his yotze b'yovel, whatever the case happens to be, you have to give him ha'anoka ha'anik tanik lo. The Gemara later in the first parak is going to have a whole discussion about the mitzvah of ha'anoka. So the Gemara says, k'mishnes chasocher avotcha, because he worked twice as hard as any other laborer. What's Mishnes Chasacher Avotcha? Why did he work twice as hard? So Tosfos in one place says that the average worker, Bizman HaTanach, used to sign a 3-year contract. And Eved Ivri is sold for Sheish, so that's twice as long as a normal worker. That's the opinion. There's one opinion like that. It says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'le avodim l'avodim. You're not allowed to sell yourself as an Eved. So there's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch and Tosfos that if you sign a contract for more than 3 years, you're already in violation of V'loy Avadim L'Avadim. It's usually assumed not so. Usually assumed there were different minhagim in Europe, whether the rabbis would sign a 3-year contract or a 5-year contract. To sign a contract for life, that would be an Issa. That would be an Issa of Kili B'nei Yisrael L'Avadim L'Avadim L'Avadim. This is one opinion in Rishon. We don't really hold like that. Because the Gemara says in the first parak in Bav Metzia that a poel chayzer ba'afilu b'emtza yom, if I hired a laborer, so he has the right to quit even in the middle of the day, unless by quitting he's going to cause me a hefset. The school begins today, so he's going to quit today. What do you mean? How am I going to get another Rebbe? It's not so easy to get another teacher today. So if you're going to cause a hefset, then you have no right to quit. But if you're not going to cause a hefset, so it'll be done, let's say, to harvest the field, to do the work, whatever. So it doesn't have to be done today. It can be done tomorrow. I have a week. I can get someone else to do the work. It's not so difficult to get someone else. So how does the Gemara know that a poel chozer ba'afilu b'emtza yom, that a poel, like an Eved, can't quit in the middle? Once he's, either he sold himself as an Eved, or the Bezdin sold him, Achru Bezdin, if he's Nimka b'gnei v'osai, he can't quit in the middle. He belongs to the Adon. Why can a poel quit in the middle? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says Kli b'nei Yisrael l'avadim l'avadim l'avadim, and if the din would be that the poel cannot quit in the middle, anyone who would not be self-employed would be in violation of avadim l'avadim. You sold yourself as an eved to the person. You're not allowed to. You violated an issa. So the Gemara proves from that a poel who agrees to do a job for someone else is never in violation of avadim l'avadim. So that's the pashtus in Shulchan Aruch, that pashtus in the Rishonim, that there's no violation, even if you sign a contract for more than 5 years, more than 3 years, but the others who hold on to it. So again, so the Gemara is discussing, what does that expression mean? Mishnah is chasacher avotcha. Mishnah means twice as hard. What do you mean twice as long? So Tosfos has one shot, because the average worker, Bizman HaTanach, Bizman HaMishnah, the Gemara has Gemara in Masechet Shabbos like that, the average worker would work for 3 years. So Mishnah Schasachir means that the Avidibi worked for 6 years. The Gemara has a different shot. What's Mishnah Schasachir? That normally you have a laborer, so the worker works in the daytime, or sometimes he has a night shift, so he works at night and he takes off in the daytime. The Avidibi works by Yom HaBalayla. Over this Rabbi by Yom HaBalayla. How is that? Because Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivchak Nainis, in order to have lotus, and Shivchak Nainis, so the children that they'll have will be Avadim to the Yodon. So Tosis says, doesn't the fact that the Eved Ivri is Mutav Shivchak Nainis does not seem to indicate that there is a Kinyan Issa in an Eved Ivri also? So true, he can become a Mun on a Korban Pesach and his son, he doesn't need authorization from the Yodon, but he see that there's a difference. Being an Eved Ivri makes an Afkemina La'alacha as far as Mutav Shivchak Nainis, that you show that it's a Kinyan Issa. Tosis says, no, he does that in the line of duty. He's mechuyev to do. Mishnah Schasacher, Oved Bayom Balaila, Rabbi has the right to be Mosa Lo Shivchak Nainis. We don't understand Tosis' answer. But bottom line, halacha, let's say a guy takes a job and the job requires he has to be Mechal Shabbos. He's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Or he's a wine taster. So he tastes tray for wine. He's allowed to taste the tray for wine. He's allowed to drink the tray for wine. Because that's he has a job. You're not allowed to take such a job in the first place. What a Tosis' answer. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his Sefer Chais and Yosef, we mentioned Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote that one time he had trouble with his eyes, and the doctors told him he's not allowed to read. He used to read a lot, so he's not allowed to read for a couple of weeks. So he had somebody read for him something easy that he wouldn't have to concentrate too hard, because he was reading himself, so he had them read Avne Miluin. That's easy. Instead of some heavy duty, something else, he was reading Avne Miluin. And then he was dictating to the one who was reading for him. He was dictating, so the fellow wrote a whole sefer, and he put a number for every paragraph. Then after he got better, he was able to read on his own. So he looked through the manuscript, and then he backed out from some of the things, so he crossed them out. So when they printed the manuscript, it goes paragraph number 1, number 2, number 21, number 22, number 33. He kept on crossing out a lot of things that he realized were no good. But even after crossing out a lot, so there's still a lot left in the sefer. Now they print it together. It used to be printed separately, Chas and Yosef. Now they print it together with the standard edition of the Avne Miluim. When we were learning in the yeshiva, we never saw Chas and Yosef. Now not only do they have it, they print it in all the normal editions of the Avne Miluim. So he has a ha'arev where he explains Pshat and Tosfos. What do you mean? The guy takes the job to Mimchal Shabbos, a lot of Mimchal Shabbos. How is he mutter b'shivchak nayis? So he says, the whole prohibition of Yisrael is not allowed, not permitted to live with a Shivchak Nainis, or Yisraelis is not allowed to live with an Ebed Kanaini, is based on the Pasuk, L'si Kedeshim and B'nai Yisrael, V'nai HaKadosh and B'nai Yisrael. Kadosh means Nus, because there's no Tfisis Kiddushim. There's no possibility of, there's no Tfisis Kiddushim by Ebed Kanaini by Shivchak Nainis. So when do you say that it's a violation of Kedeshus if it's Derech Hefkerus? But if the Yodan has a right to be Moser Lo Shivchak Nainis, that's what the Torah said the Yodan has a right to, so it's not considered Derech Hefkeris, so by definition there's no Issa. You can't say he has a job to be Mechal Shabbos, he's a taxi cab driver, so therefore he's allowed to drive on Shabbos. What do you mean? You're not allowed to take such a job, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Shabbos, there's no way to reinterpret how it's not a Chil Shabbos, but over here, the whole prohibition, apparently Tosfos thinks like that, the whole prohibition of Laisiyah Kadesh, or Laisiyah Kodesh is, if you do a Derech Hefkeris, but if it's not Derech Hefkeris, because the other has the right to be Mosel of Shivchak Nainis, so by definition there's no Issa. Alright, that's what Tosis holds. The Ramban on Kiddushin on Dapte Zayin interprets the Gemara differently. The Ramban says that if you have an Eved Ivri, not only do you have a Kinyan Mam and you have a Kinyan Issa also, you have both. Baharai, that is Mutav B'Shivchak Nainis. That's Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. The fact that the Eved Ivri is Mutav B'Shivchak Nainis, does that indicate that there is a Kinyan Issa? The fact that the only Eved Ivri with respect to the Heter Shivchak Nainis, that should show that there's a Kinyan B'din Get the Issa of the Heter also. So the Ramban holds that there is a Kinyan Issa, Tosfos holds that there's not. In the Sefer Shar HaMelech, which is a Chibur, one of the Sfarei Shegdolim on the Rambam, they talk a lot. Many of the Svarim on the Rambam are called Melech. starting from the Mishnah Lamelech and the Shah Melech and many others. Why they decide the Rambam is a Melech? It's an interesting, huh? Tama Melech, this one. Huh, what? They say for Yeshua's Malkai, but Rabbi Yeshua Lakutna, so he gave a different name to the Sefer, but his grandson printed the Sefer. So grandson writes a whole essay why he's calling the Sefer Seoris on the Rambam. Rabbi Yeshua Lakut himself wanted to call the Sefer Kiryat Arba, because he has Heoris on four of the five volumes of the Rambam. He wanted to call it Kiryat Arba. And the grandson who printed it, it's on top of every page it says Kiryat Arba, but he thought a Sefer on the Rambam has to have the name Melech in it. So he decided it should be called Yeshua's Malka, because the author's name is Rabbi Yeshua. So they called it Yeshua's Malka. So it gives a whole Kabbalistic explanation, he's guessing, why the people who wrote Sfarim on the Rambam decided to refer to the Rambam as a Melech. Whole funny explanation. So the Shar HaMelech raises this question, and Ebed Divri is Mutter B'Shiv HaKnainis, means on his own he likes the Shiv HaKnainis, he's allowed to be with her, or is it only if Rabba Mosolo Shiv HaKnainis? On his own he's not allowed to be. So he raises the suffix. So the Pashtus is, others write, Pashtus is that it's a Mefurish HaMachloikis Taisvis and the Ramban, exactly this. When the Ritva quotes this Ramban on Daf Tezayin, where the Ramban reads in the Gemara like that, that by Ebedibi there's both a Kenyan Mammon and a Kenyan Easter. So Samaris, Ebedibi Gufo Konui, Rav Shemochal Geraon, and Gerona Mochul, Ramban reads that there's a Kenyan Easter in addition to the Kenyan Mammon. So the Ramban holds that the Ritva writes Beferish within the Ramban. He's Mutter B'Shiv HaKnainis on his own, even if ain't Rabba Mosolo. And the Tosfos that we just said over, Tosfos says the reason why he's Mutter B'Shiv HaKnainis is because it's not derech hefkeres, because Rabbi Mosolo, so it's in the line of duty. So from the Tosis, it sounds very much so that he's only mutter b'shiv chaknanis if the rabbi insists. If the rabbi is not Mosolo shiv chaknanis, not allowed on his own to take a shiv chaknanis. So the pashtus is that this suffix that the Shar HaMelech raised, where the Evidiv is mutter b'shiv chaknanis on his own, it sounds like it's a machlekes between Tosis and the Ramban. So the Ramban has this lashon on Daf Tezayin also. A husband who's married to his wife, he doesn't have a Kenyan Mammon. What, he owns his wife and big Mammon is? So he thinks that he has a Kenyan Iser on the wife. So the Avne Miloim and this Tshuva, and in the end of the Sefer, he has the Shabbos of Tshuvas, he has one long essay about Kenyan Mammon, Kenyan Iser. He has a lot of things that have become famous since he wrote it. So he assumes that the wife, Heshus Koin Achelus B'Truma, is because the husband has a Kenyan Iser on his wife. And the Isa Loisin, of course, the husband has a Kenyan Iser on the wife. And Eved Ivri, Eved Ktani, Zechel B'Truma, because there's a Kenyan Iser on the Eved, on the Eved Ktani. Truth of the matter is that that's what it says in Avne Miloim. This is in contradiction to another famous essay that Avne Miloim wrote. We mentioned when we started the Masifta. The din is that ain't kiddushin tovsin ba'arayis. If I give a ring to my sister, I say, Ariat Mekudeshesli, give a ring to my mother, give a ring to my daughter Maloy. I say, Ariat Mekudeshesli, Zachavi Krisis are called arayis and ain't kiddushin tovsin. The Gemara later in the Mesichta learns that from Psukim. Ain't kiddushin tovsin ba'arayis. And Chavi Lavin, we pass ain't kiddushin not tovsin. Rabbi Kiva holds ain't kiddushin tovsin, even Mechavi Lavin. We have not accepted Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Usually we do accept Rabbi Akiva, but whenever he disagrees with one Tana who is a contemporary of his, so he says, Alochek Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, v'lo mechaveiro. So the Loshana Gemara is, one of the Tanaim says, Bo u'nitzaveach al Akiva ben Yosef. Let's all gang together, let's all join up together, and gang up against Rabbi Akiva and disagree with him. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, what kind of a Loshan is that? Bo u'nitzaveach, will scream against Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, that he holds that the Vlad is a mamza from all the Chavi Lavin, was ain't kedushin tovsin. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, Apshetl, probably not Posh Pshat in the Gemara. If it would just be Rabbi Akiva disagreeing with one other Tana, we would say, Allah, Rabbi Akiva machaver. Because Bo and Tzavek, let's all join together and disagree. So the Klal was Mekubal, Halachik Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, velo mechaveiro. He was outvoted here. All the Tanaim disagreed with him. So he passed in kedushin tovsin mechavi Lavin. Yisrael marries a mamzeres, kedushin atovsin. Lo yova amonim ayovi b'kal Hashem, amonim ayovi is mekadosh abas Yisrael. So the kedushin atovsin, even though there's a lav, Kohen marries a grusha, Kohen gadol marries an almana, even though there's a lav, so the kedushin are topsin. But on Chabi Krisis is Gili Arayis, so that's ain't kedushin topsin. Yehoreg bal yav is only on Gili Arayis, only on Chabi Krisis. On Chabi Lavin, you don't say Yehoreg bal yav. Rabbi Kivege points that out on Yeridea, the simon Kuf Nazayin, the simon about Yehoreg bal yav, so he quotes from the Achronim like that, from Rabbi Mizrahi, Chuvas Rabbi Mizrahi, that Yehoreg bal yav is only on Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis means Chabi Krisis. So the Gemara says also, Ein kedushin tofsin be'eshes ish. So the question is, why is that? I go to someone else's wife, I give her a ring, I say, Ariat mukudeshesli. So the Pnei Yeshua writes in the end of kedushin that you don't need a pasuk to explain why Ein kedushin tofsin be'eshes ish. Let's say, I own a Gemara and I sell it to you. You make a kinyan. Then the same Gemara, after I sold it to you, I sell it to someone else. I own a house, then I sell it to you. Then tomorrow I sell it to somebody else. I can't sell the house after I already sold it to the first person. On the first day, I can't sell it to the second person. So the Pnei Yeshua says, when a girl gets married, so she sort of sold herself to the husband. So she has no right to be mekabel kedushin from a second husband tomorrow. The first husband owns her already. It's like there's no kinyan mamon, but there's like a kinyan issa. So Pnei Yeshua says that en kedushin tofs meishas ish, that's not identical with the din of en kedushin tofsin. The Chavi Kris is that's a Chiddush that it's called Arayis and Kiddushin Tovsin by Arayis. And Eishes Ish is Poshet. Once she sold herself to the first husband, so she's not a Balabas to sell herself to another husband. So the Avne Miluim quotes this Pnei Yeshua.
What simon is
this? Which simon? Don't remember. The simon about En Kiddushin Tovsin Eishes Ish, the beginning of Avanezen, one of the early simonim. And he says it's not correct that the husband not only doesn't have a kinyan. Not only does he not have a kinyan mamon on his wife, that's a davar pashut, he doesn't even have a kinyan iser on his wife. Ay, but the halacha is that esh is kain achelus b'tshuva. That's the sefer achinach, right? That's like ishta kegufoy. That's why. It's not because the husband has a kinyan iser. It's not that evet k'nayni is elchot b'tshuva. You can't say avda kegufoy, that the evet k'nayni is like a kohen. Evet k'nayni is not like a kohen, but esh is kohen is achelus b'tshuva, not because the husband has a kinyan isa. The husband has neither kinyan isa nor kinyan mamon on the wife. He just has issues. It's a maisa kinyan. The Mishnah says, "Uisha niknas." It's a maisa kinyan. Kedusha kesef is the same kinyan kesef that's kinyan karka. Ilona kicha kicha mistay efron. Just like kinyan kesef is kinyan karka, so too kinyan kesef is kinyan issues. But the husband and the wife, according to the Avne Miluim, according to that, Avne Miluim has neither a kinyan isa nor a kinyan mamon. This is in contradiction to what it says in the Avne Miluim and the Tshuvas. There he claims that Eishes Kain Achelus B'Tshuva is based on the fact that the husband does have a kinyan isa on his wife.
So Avne Miluim is saying that it's just a maisa kinyan which enacts the relationship of Eishes?
Right.
So it's not you're actually making kinyan on the Eishes?
Right.
So what's the lashon of Eishes nickname?
Maisa. It's a maisa kinyan, but it's not a chalos kinyan. It's a chalos Eishes. Eishes is a relationship. But it's not that the husband owns a wife, not in Mamanus, for sure not, and even in Issa the Heter also not.
What's the purpose of calling it Niknas?
The purpose of calling it Niknas is because, the Gemara says, we today, the common practice is that we do Kiddushay Kesef. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says there are three kinds of Kiddushas. The Kiddushay Bia, already in the days of the Gemara, they did away with it. If a man is Bekadosh Bia, so the Gemara says, Rav Mangit, Rav would give Makas Mardis, because he prohibited midrabban, you're not allowed to do kiddushe bia. What about kiddushe shtar? What's wrong with kiddushe shtar? The Gemara says that kiddushe bia is improper, but kiddushe shtar is just as proper as kiddushe kesef. So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus that kesef is different from shtar and bia. Shtar and bia is min haTorah, and kesef is midibrei seifrim. What does it mean midibrei seifrim? So there were those. The Kesef Mishnah has a long essay there on the side of the Rambam. So there were those who misunderstood the Rambam to mean that Kiddushi Kesef is only Midirabbanan. So that's not the Pshat. Kesef Mishnah explains, and they have a Tshuvas Rambam like this, Beferish, he didn't mean to say that it's Midirabbanan. He meant that it's Torah Shebal Peh. Somehow Kiddushi Shtar and Kiddushi Bia, even though all three are not really explicit in Chumash, somehow Kiddushi Shtar and Kiddushi Bia are more explicit, that the Rambam considers them Torah Shebichsav. As opposed to Kedusha Kesef, that's only considered Torah Shebal Peh. Where did the Rambam get this idea from? That Kedusha Kesef is considered Dibrei Seifrim. Divrei Seifim is an expression that the Gemara uses, and then the Rambam also uses, to include Dinim Derabbanan and Dinim Deraisa, which were Nidrash, which were learned out by Yalfusis, to Midash Atar Nidrashes Bem. It's a din which the Sofrim, which the Chachamim developed over the generations. So sometimes they developed a din based on a drasha, and that's a din deraisa. Sometimes they developed a din with the Rabbanan. And all of those dinim become a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam writes that Kiddushi Kesev is Divrei Sofrim. We know that the Karoim, the three different brands of, at least three different brands of Karoim, there are Karoim from Europe, Karoim from Asia, and Karoim from Africa. Each group has different shtick, but one of the tzarashavas that they all have is that none of them have Kiddushi Kesev, because Kiddushi Kesev is only known through the Torah Shebal Peh, and they didn't accept the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what the Rambam writes, Kiddushi Kesev is only Torah Shebal Peh, and then he says, Ukvanog kol yisro lekadosh bekesev. And the Jews have to practice, what do you mean the Jews? As opposed to the Chinese, means the Orthodox Jews, the Rabbinic Jews who follow the Torah Shebal Peh, Ukvanog kol yisro lekadosh bekesev. The Orthodox Jews go out of their way bedafke to use Kiddushi Kesev. Kiddushi Biyah, they prohibit it. That's not Kvanog kol yisro, that's also the Rabbanan. But Kiddushi Shnan, nobody prohibited. But we want to demonstrate under the chuppah that we all subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's why we chose Davkit to do Kiddushi Kesev. Where did the Rambam get this from? Where they're all drushes. Where did he get it? Where is the Gemara that says that Kiddushi Kesev is Torah Shebal Peh as opposed to Kiddushi Shtar and Biyah, which is Torah Shebichsav? So the Gemara has in a few places in Shas situations where Min HaTorah the woman is an Eshesish, and the Rabbanan we say Avkin Rabbanan the Kiddushi Minei. The rabbis declared the marriage is null and void. What right do they have to declare that the marriage is null and void? What is it? Efka bezn efka? What kind of a din is that? So the Gemara says, first the Gemara says, Teinach it's niche the Kodesh Bekaspa. If he would have been Mekadesh Bekesef, we understand why the rabbis have the authority to declare that Kedushin is Ancha, Kodesh Bebiya, Ma'ika, Le'meimar. What can you say there? So Gemara says, "Call the Mekadosh Adai to Rabban Mekadosh Avkin Rabban Kedushim Nei." Why did the Gemara think originally Tainach the Kodesh Bekaspo? So Rashi quotes a Pirsha Rabbi side. That's Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbi Basra printed on the side of the Daf. Rashi in the beginning of Ksubis quotes this, but the Pirsha Rabbi says the Rabbeinu Gershom before Rashi. Much of Pirsha Rashi is based on the Rabbeinu Gershom and Shas. Rabbeinu Gershom sounds like he says that Kedushay Kesed is only made the Rabbanon. So if Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspa, if a man was only Mekadosh Bekesev, the whole Kiddushin is only the Rabbanon. Say, hey, Mamre, hey, Mamre. So the Chacham have the ability, they're the ones who invented Kiddushin Kesev. So they're Balabatim to declare that the Kiddushin Kesev is not Chav. But if it's Kodesh Bebiya, Kodesh Bishtar, Ma'ika Lameima, that's real Kiddushin Daraisa. So, Ein Kach Biar Chacham, Lakadob Ben Atar Bikumia. Say, the Chacham have no ability, they have no right to declare that a nation's Zish has the right to remarry without a get. That's a sugi in Yevamos on Daf Peches, Peites, Daf Tzadik. Goes on and on and on for three blood Gemara. And the maskana of the Babli is that Yeshkach v'ar chachamim lakadom men ator b'shei v'al tasa v'lenkach v'ar chachamim lakadom men ator b'kum v'yasei. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the chacham tells us, don't blow shayfer. When a ger converts on Erev Pesach, they say, don't bring Korban Pesach today. Bring it next month. Bring Pesach Sheni. So that's an example. When a person wears a beged shel pishton, so the Chacham say, don't put on tzitzis at all. That's called Yeshkach v'yar chacham lakadav ben ha-Torah v'shei v'yal tasa. They tell him, don't fulfill a mitzvah. But we, the Bavli says, en kach v'yar chachamim lakadav ben ha-Torah v'kum v'yasei. So Machrayim point out that Yerushalmi seems to disagree. Yerushalmi seems to come to the conclusion like the other Shita. In the Bavli, it started off as a machlokes. There was an opinion that Yeshkar Piachachamim, even Lakadom and Ator Bikum Yaseh. The maskonis of Bavli is only B'shei B'al Tasa, not Bikum Yaseh. Rabbi Yosef Engel and others quote that the Yerushalmi seems to come to the maskana, like the other Shita, the Yeshkar Achlakar, Afilu Bikum Yaseh. But the way it says in the Bavli, Enkar Achlakar Bikum Yaseh. So this is how the Rabbis of Shal Rashi understood the Gemara. Tainach the Kodesh Bikaspa of the whole Kiddushi Kesev is only with the Rabbanon. So then we say, hey, Mamru, hey, Mamru. That's not Lakadov Menatur, that's Lakadov Med the Rabbanon. So that everyone agrees. Yeshkach, Yad Chacham, Lakadov Med the Rabbanon, Bekum Yaseh. That's called, hey, Mamru, hey, Mamru. Abel Kodesh B'Biyah, Kedusha B'Biyah, Kedusha Shtar, that's the Raisa. How can you say Afkin Abana Kedusha Minay? So Rashi makes fun of this. He says, that's impossible. He quotes Pirsha Rabbi, Rabbi Negershim. He said, how can it be? What? Kedusha Kesef is only with the Rabbanan. And the woman is an Eshes Ish, with the Rabbanan. Today everybody gets married with Kesef. That's what the Rambam writes. Kranel calls himself a Kaddish B'Kesef. Not Kesef, Shove Kesef. Everybody's Mekaddish B'Shove Kesef. You give a ring. The meaning is that you don't give Kesef. You give Dafke Shove Kesef. That's Torah Shabbal Peh on top of Torah Shabbal Peh. That's the Taisus on the first Mishnah. The Pruta B'Shove Pruta, the big fat Taisus, and the Rishonim have all discussion. What is the Mokka for that? How did the Tanoim know that you can even be Mekaddish and Isha? The Shove Kesef is Kikesef. So it's Torah Shabbal Peh on top of Torah Shabbal Peh. Fine. So the Rashi quotes the rabbi, somebody says, how is that possible? How can it be? Kiddushi Kesef is only Rabbana. If the woman is going to be Mazana, we give her the death penalty. You don't give an Einish Misa for an Aver de Rabbana. She's only an Eishish Ishma Rabbana. So Rashi rejects it. So the Rambam also had that pshat. But he understood the Nigimar. That's probably what the Rabbeinu Gershom also meant. The Gemara didn't mean that Kiddushi Kesef is the Rabbana. The Gemara meant that Kiddushi Kesef is Torah Shebal Peh. And the rule, Ein Kach B'Yal Chachamim, Lakadov min haTorah, b'kum yaseh. Min haTorah means if it's Torah Shebichsav. If it's Torah Shebal Peh, it's Yesh Kach Lakadov b'kum yaseh. There are differences between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. We mentioned there's a sefer called Prima Gadim on Yeridah, fantastic sefer. It's a commentary on two parts to it. Half of it is a commentary on the Taz, half of it is a commentary on the Shach, and it has the Prima Gadim on Aruch Chaim. Half is a commentary on the Taz, half is a commentary on the Magen Avraham. So the Prima Gadim has what he refers to as the Psicha Kol Elis to Aruch Chaim, the general introduction to Shulchan Aruch Chaim. It's not really a Aruch Chaim, it's really a general introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh. He starts off talking about Torah Shebal Peh in general. Then he gets down to Aruch Chaim. Then he has an introduction to Hilchas Kriya Shema, introduction to Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Shabbos, okay. But mainly it starts off as a Psicha Kolel, a stole of Torah Shabbat Peh. So the very first thing it starts off with is, there is a Gemara in Gittin around Afnun Tesh or so, in the middle of Hanizokin. The Gemara has Machleg Zab Yechanan and his Talmud Rebbe Elozer, where the Rav Torah is Bichsab or Rav Torah is Bal Peh. Based on Psukim and Novi, Echter La Rubi, Tarasi, Halokam Ozar Nechshavu. So the Be'er Sheva is a Sefer on Horius. So the Be'er Sheva, he quotes, the Prima Gadim quotes the Be'er Sheva. This is the first, this is how he starts. How could there be a Machlokes? Look in any library. Go to any library downstairs in the Beis Medrash. There's one bookcase that has the whole Torah Shebichsav, the whole 24 Svarim of Tanakh. And all the other bookcases, the whole Torah Shebal Peh. How can anybody in his right mind think that Rav Torah is Bichsav? Obviously, your Rav Torah is like, hey, go to any library. How is a Shach to think the Rav of the Torah is Bichsav? So the Prima Gadim quotes from the Be'er Sheva the following pshat, and he likes it, and he picks up from this, and he goes along Arichas on this. He says there are certain parts of the halachas that appear in the Gemara that are clearly Torah Shebal Peh. Let's say Halacha Moshe Messina. Halacha Moshe Messina means that there's no way to read it in between the lines. There's no drasha. There's no midrash ha'ter. That's when you can stay from today till next year. You won't figure it out. So that's clearly Torah Shebal Peh. There are other things that are clearly. The Rambam writes that there are four. The Rambam writes in his Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, which is really Hakdama to all of Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam writes there are four parts to Torah Shebal Peh. So he says there are Pirushim HaMekubalim LaMoshe MiSinai. There are interpretations in the Pasuk. Like it says, Pri Eitz Hodor. The Pirush HaMilus means Esrog. Or Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, Ayin Tachas Ayin. The Pirush HaMilus says Ayin Tachas Ayin means that it means moment. There are certain Pirushim HaMekubalim LaMoshe MiSinai. We know that that's the Pshat, that's what that expression means. Then the Rambam says, you have Halachas LaMoshe MiSinai. Then you have a third chelik of Torah Shebal Peh. You have all the dinim that were established based on the drushes, Nidash HaTorah and Rashi's Ben, Yud Gimel Nidash HaTorah and Rashi's Ben. Then you have two additional categories, number four, number five, sections of Torah Shebal Peh. So he says, all the Takonis de Rabbana and all the Gzeiras de Rabbana. Takonis de Rabbana, Gzeiras de Rabbana, from the Rambam and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, it sounds like he thinks they become an integral part of Torah Shebaal Peh Min HaTorah. Not just that it's a din is midirabbanan, so it's Torah Shebaal Peh midirabbanan. The Rambam sounds like he holds that these are parts of the Torah Shebaal Peh Min HaTorah. That's why Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that if a person learns, he spends all day learning brachas, which most of Maseches brachas is dinim derabbanan. Another person spends all day learning zvachim, that most of zvachim is dinim deraisa with very little dinim derabbanan. So he say that he was mekayim talmud Torah deraisa, he's on the mekayim talmud Torah mederabbanan. So we should all learn all the krisis, we should learn meila, we should learn all the dinim that are deraisa. Why should we do bittel? I mean, our Torah is bittel Torah, it's only talmud Torah mederabbanan. So Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik Taka spent a lot of time learning kachim, and he thought that it's that's what they quote in his name. He thought that learning brachas is bittel Torah minat Torah, it's only talmud Torah mederabbanan. And the one who wrote this over, the one who printed it over, Rabbi Leib Steinman, so he quoted sources not like that. He quoted sources who say that it's not so. That if you learn the dinim derabbanan from the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is like that. The Xeris and the Takonis become a chelik of the Torah Shabbat Peh Min HaTorah. So when you're learning it, you're a fulfillment of Talmud Torah Deraisa. So the Be'er Sheva on Horius is trying to understand what's the machlokes of Yechon and Rav Blazer. Well, the Rav Torah is Bechsab, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. Obviously, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. How can anybody think Rav Torah is Bechsab? So he says, Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is clearly Torah Shebaal Peh. Means there's no way to read it in between the lines. Perushim ha'mekub balam l'Moshe Mitzrayim, there aren't so many. That Ayin Tachasayim means Momen. And Pri Eitzadim means Esrog. And similar things like that. So that's Mamash Torah Shebechsav. That's not Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Torah Shebechsav. The machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is all the drushes that the Gemara learned that. From Nidash Atar and the Dreshes, ma'am, you're reading it in between the lines of the Pschumish. Do you consider that Torah Shebaal Peh because it's not explicit? Or do you consider that once you darshan the Pasuk, that's considered Torah Shebechsav? So the Primogodim quotes the Be'er Sheva and the end of Arias, who thinks that must be the Machlokes Amarot. What's an Afkamina? What's an Afkamina? Whether you label it as Torah Shebechsav, you label it as Torah Shebaal Peh. So according to this Rambam, the Rambam said Kiddushi Kesef is Torah Shebaal Peh. How did he know? Because the Gemara said Yesh Koach Laka Bikum Liyaseh. So whatever is only Torah Shebaal Peh is Yesh Koach Laka Bikum Liyaseh, as opposed to Kiddushi Shtar Kiddushi Bia, that after you darshan it, that's considered Torah Shebechsav. That's what the Rambam got from that Gemara. Tenech the Kodesh Bekas Bekodesh Bebia Ma'ika LaMeimar, that Kiddushi Kesef is Torah Shebaal Peh, and Kiddushi Bia and Kiddushi Shtar is considered Torah Shebechsav. So the Rambam apparently thinks that the Gzereshava is Torah Shebaal Peh, Kicha Mistei Ephraim. Gzereshava is Torah Shebaal Peh, and Kedusha Bia, Kedusha Shtar, even though it's not Pshutu Shal Mikra at all. There aren't Mefurish Pesukim for Kedusha Shtar and Kedusha Bia. Those drushes are considered Torah Shebechzav. And Kedusha Kesav is considered Torah Shebaal Peh, so therefore Yeshko Achlako Bikum Liyasek. Then he has other Nafkeminis Ledine. He tries to give more nafkaminas la'alocha, whether you label any given din as a Torah Shebechsav or a Torah Shebaal Peh. On Dalad Amin Aleph, the Gemara has, Milsa Da'alsi, B'kav Ha'chaymer, Torah V'kosav La'krua, 10 lines from the bottom. And that expression appears in many other places. You look on the margin, on the right-hand side, it says it appears in Psochem Daf Yudches, V'shom Nisman. There on the margin, in Psochem Daf Yudches, they give you a list of all the cross-references where this expression appears in the Gemara. Why should that be so? If I could have figured the thing, the Gemara says, Lomali cross svarahu. Gemara says a few times, you don't need a pasuk to tell your din that you can figure out based on a svara. If you know what the din is based on svara, the Torah is not going to be matriach to write a pasuk. So here, if I can figure it out based on a kal v'chaymer, so Lomali cross svarahu, why is Torah v'kasa v'lakro? So the Mefarshim say, because Kal V'chaim is only Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Bem, that would have remained Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah V'kasav L'Akra, it's a Mefurish Pasuk, so the Torah made it into Torah Shebechsav. When a din is Torah Shebechsav, it's considered more serious, more chomer. Even though the Torah Shebaal Peh is also Deraisa, but the Torah Shebechsav is considered more serious, more chomer than the Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's the whole Prima Godin that Psich HaKalevis discusses. In what way? So one way is about Yesh Koach Lakar B'kum V'yaseh. If something is only Torah Shebal Peh, Yesh Koach Lakar Afil only Ein Koach V'acham Lakar Dov Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah means Torah Shebichsav. It's only Torah Shebal Peh. Then the Rambam understood in the Gemara the Yesh Koach Lakar Afil B'kum V'yaseh. The Prima Godin there quotes a lot of Mar Mekaymus. He goes on and on and on and on. So he quotes, one of the Marmakams he quotes is a Mordechai Megillah, quotes a Bala Taisvis, not the Riyah the Rabbi Natan, not from the famous Bala Taisvis, who's bothered with Akasha. The institution of Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontif, where does that come from? How do you know? So the Rambam Take denies it. The Rambam only quotes the Din of Tosefes with respect to Yom HaKippurim. He never quotes Tosefes, not by Shabbos, not by Yontif. And there are different opinions what the Rambam holds, and the Pashtus and the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that it doesn't exist at all. There's no Tosefes Shabbos, no Tosefes Yontif, not Menator, not Medrabbanan, not Mechib, and it's not Chal, only Tosefes on Yom Kippur. But the other Rishonim hold not so. The other Rishonim hold that there is, in Shulchan Aruch they say, that you should be, the Mechaber writes, you should be Moisim Mechalal HaKadosh on Shabbos, because the Bali Ataisis say like that. That's a simple reading of the Gemara, not like the Rambam. That the din of Tosefes applies benatar by all Shabbosim and Yomim Tovim. So what is the mocker? So Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daftes has different opinions among the Tanoim. What is the mocker? So one Tan is of the opinion that you learn it out from Yom Kippur. The Rama holds there's only a pasuk by Yom Kippur and that's all. You don't extend. So the original pasuk by Yom Kippur is Ach. How does it say? Menisma Sashesech Mitish Alachodesh Ba'erev. What do you mean, Mitisha Lachaydish Ba'erev? The ninth day of Tishbe is Erev Yom Kippur. So it means you have to start fasting on Erev Yom Kippur. So that's how you know Tosefes Lefaneha. How do you know Tosefes Lachreah? Okay, so the Gemara works on that. The one opinion is that it's based on a drush on the Pasuk, Mitisha Lachaydish Ba'erev. The other opinion there, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesam and Aleph, is it's based on a halacha l'moshe Mesinai of Esenetius. Anybody know what Esenetius is? The Gemara says, Nisach Hamayim and Arava LaMizbech and Esenetius is Halacha LaMoshe Mesina. Esenetius, Nisach Hamayim is on Sukkos, all 7 days or all 8 days. Machlokes HaTanaim, how much the Tanaim who lived after the Churban Abayis, they weren't sure. They weren't alive as Ban Abayis. They didn't remember what their tradition was. Whether they did Nisach Hamayim and Kol Shmoneh Esrei HaChag, they only did it the 7 days of Sukkos and Shmoneh Atzeres. They didn't do. Arava LaMizbech is also on Sukkos. Together with Nisach Hamayim, and Esenetius is a detail within the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, the whole thing. Esenetius, Rav and Amisba, the whole thing is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. There's a detail within the Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Tosefes Shvius. There's a din of Shemitah. There's a din Halacha Moshe Mesinai. You have to be Moisif Mechayil Abakodesh. Not only if you have a Yom Mekudosh, Shabbos, Yontif, Yom Kippur, even if you have a Shana Mekudesh, the whole Shnas Hashemitah is Shabbos. The whole thing is called Shabbos. So you have to be, so the Halacha Moshe Mesinai said there's a din of Tosefes on Kedushas Matz. You have to be Moisif before Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShmita enters. You have to be Moisif. The Gemara says in one place, why were these three said together? Arava LaMizbech and Nisach HaMayim and Esenetius. So Rashi in the beginning of Sukkah says, the Tana heard all three one fine day, so he said all three together. But no connection whatsoever. The Gemara in other places says not so. Not like Rashi says over there that he heard all three on one day, so he said them all three together. No. The Gemara says that just like Arava LaMizbech and Nisach HaMayim is only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, so the din of Tosefes Shvius is only Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Shmita is still Noyig. But the Shemitah, but the, then, even if Shemitah is Noig Ben HaTorah, there won't be a din of Tosefes. The din of Tosefes Shvius is only, that's how the Gemara said, din of Tosefes Shvius is only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. So Bizman Hazeh, it could be that there's no Tosefes at all, or there's no Tosefes Ben HaTorah by Shvius, by Shemitah. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that the whole institution of Tosefes Shabbos, of Tosefes Yontif, is derived the Ma'amatzinu from Tosefes Shvius. Tosefes Shvius is Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Esenetius. Esenetius has two parts to it. There is a din of Tosefes Shvius. You have to be Moisif from Pesach on, after Pesach Averv, that's 6 months. After Pesach, you should already stop doing Malachas HaKarka. And then there's an exception to the rule. If it says in Etiyas, young saplings that need a lot of work, so it's going to be a Hepsid moment if you don't do work in the farm, so that's an exception to the rule. You don't have to observe Tosefes Shvi'is. If you have 10 trees planted, Netiyas means young saplings, not the Ilonas. Ilonas are old trees. Netiyas means younger trees. So there's a din of an exception to the rule. The rule is there is a halacha Moshe M'Sinai of Tosefes Shmita, and the exception to the rule is if it says Netiyas, it'll be a Hepsid Mammon, then you're allowed to do it. If it's planted in a certain configuration, then you're allowed to violate Tosefes Shvi'is. So the Gemara says, according to one Tana, the whole institution of Tosef Shabbos and Tosef Yontif and Tosef Yom Kippur is all derived from Tosef Shvi'is, the original din. The original din is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So this Magen Avraham, quoted by the Prima Gadim, quotes Amar Chaim Maseches Megillah, who asks a funny kasha. Let's say somebody says Kiddush and everybody's Yotze. What if the kid who's saying Kiddush is not by mitzvah? He's only 10 years old. He can't say Kiddush to be Moitzi the other. The other is Amachuyib and Kiddush min HaTorah. The kid is only Mitam Chinuch. Hishenu Bechuyib B'davar and Moitzi HaSarayim and Dechei Vosam. The Mishnah has it, let's say, the best Baal Tekeh in town is a woman. The best Baal Tekeh is a cotton before Bar Mitzvah. So the Mishnah says he can't be the Baal Tekeh. Hishenu Bechuyib B'davar and Moitzi HaSarayim and Dechei Vosam. So if the kid has a beautiful voice, he's a singer, he travels all over the world and he sings beautiful Nigudim, he's going to sing the Kiddush, but he's only 10 years old. It can't be Moitzi me with Kiddush because I'm after Bar Mitzvah, he's before Bar Mitzvah. So this Bava Tosfos is quoted by the Marcha is asking Akash. The Gemara says in Brochas on Dav Chav Zayin, Rav Tzolish al Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav used to Dav Mariv early on Friday, he would then Kabbal Tosefes Shabbos, and then he would recite Kiddush. The Gemara has a Shabbos. Did he say Kiddush? Did he not say it? Marcha says, yes, he did say Kiddush. He said Kiddush, you have to start the meal. You have to have Kiddush Mokum Suda. Question is, can you finish the meal when the sun is still shining? But he's saying, no, you can begin the meal, but you have to eat a kazayis of pas after it says a kacham. So that's 2 days in Tosis on the first Mishnah and Arvei Pesachim, and the Taz recommends that even in the summertime, people on Mekabel Shabbos early, and they make Kiddush early, and they start eating early, but they shouldn't bench, but they shouldn't finish eating. They should eat a kazayis or yosemik or a kebetza, yosemik kebetza, however much he's supposed to eat for Suda Shabbos. Pashtus says yosemik kebetza. You should eat after Tzeisel Kohan. You shouldn't finish the whole meal during this man of Tosefes. So the Gemara said, Beferish, you can be Yotze Kiddush Shabbos night, Friday night, during this man of Tosefes. So this Bala Tosefes is bothered with a kasha, just like a kid before Bar Mitzvah, he's only 10 years old, cannot recite Kiddush to be Yotze me, because he's not Mechuyib, but he's only Mechuyib Ben Derabbanan, Mitam Chinuch. I'm Mechuyib Ben Ator, I'm a Bar Mitzvah already. So too, if I want to say Kiddush to be Yotze on my own, if you hold that Tosefes Shabbos is learned out from Tosefes Shvi'is, and Tosefes Shvi'is is only Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, but Kiddush on Shabbos is Deraisa, that's Torah Shebichzav. Zohar Shem Shabbos L'Katsho means L'Haskir. Zachrei Walayayim, to say Kiddush. So how can I be Yotze my fee of Kiddush, which is Torah Shebichzav, by saying Kiddush during this man of Tosefes? It's like having a cotton be Moitzi me. Because the cotton is not on the same level of Chiv that I am on. So how can I be Yotze Kiddush that I say on Erev Shabbos during this man of Tosefes? That's only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Tosefes Shabbos is learned out from Tosefes Shvi'is, Tosefes Shmita. How can I be Yotze Kiddush then, but I'm Mechuyib Mitam Torah Shebichzav to be Yotze Kiddush on Shabbos? This is the interesting kasha that he has. The Rambam was not bothered with the kasha, because the Rambam writes that the assumption is an error. Who says that Kiddush has to be recited on Shabbos? The Rambam denies that there's such an institution of Tosefes Shabbos. There's only Tosefes Yom Kippur. So how does the Rambam quote the din that you can recite Kiddush during this man of Tosefes? There is no Tosefes. So the Rambam says, no Tosefes. You can daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha. Okay. You daven Maariv, it's Maariv. But it's not Chal Tosefes Shabbos. And you can recite Kiddush before Shabbos is about to enter. There's no halacha that says you can only recite Kiddush on Shabbos. You can recite Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, just like Havdalah. We make a mistake, we think Havdalah can only be recited on Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara has no B'shas Adchak. If you're in a rush to go somewhere Motzei Shabbos, you can say Havdalah late in the afternoon on Shabbos. So the Rambam said, it still remains Shabbos till Tzeisel Kochanim, but you can be able to have Dole, Somach Litzias HaShabbos Lufanah HaOliachreah, soon before Shabbos is about to leave, or soon after Shabbos left. So Kiddush is the same. The Rambam writes, Kiddush has to be recited, Somach L'Knisas HaShabbos Lufanah HaOliachreah, as soon as Shabbos enters, or as soon as Shabbos is about to enter. The Rambam holds the whole Kasha is based on an assumption that's not accurate. The Rambam thinks that there is no such halacha that Kiddush has to be recited on Shabbos. But the Balatayswas are Ben Yom Megbun, I think he quotes. I mean, Vienna quotes an obscure Balatayswas, never quoted in Taisus. So the Mordechai quotes this funny Kasha. How is everybody Yotze Kiddush if they say Kiddush during this Zman HaTosefes? If Tosefes is only halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, so you're only Yotze on that level. And Kiddush on Shabbos is Torah Shebichsav. That's more serious. How are you Yotze if you only said it during this Zman HaTosefes? Megillah. Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kiddush quotes the Mordechai, who asked, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Din. All of this is quoted by Prima Gaon. Prima Gaon writes very Bekitza, but it's all there. The beginning, the opening lines, then the Psicha Kolelos, the Arachayim, Sechelik Arachayim.
So based on that Svara, that Balatosos, you wouldn't be Yotze, the Chiyuv Ishos, the Araisa, if you had Kedushin with Kedushin Kesef, which is only Torah Shabbal Peh. You'd only be Yotze in Torah Shabbal Peh Lab.
Okay. Okay, if you'll agree with the Rambam understood the Gemara like that. Terech the Kodesh Bekaspa. Rashi and Tosfos do not understand the Gemara like that. Rashi and Tosfos say Terech the Kodesh Bekaspa, Kodesh Bemeikel Lameima, by Kiddush Kesef, the Bezdin can be Mafkir the Kiddushin by declaring Hefke Bezdin Hefke. They declare that the ring never belonged to the Chosen, and he had the right to give it to the Kala, and that's why the Kiddushin wasn't Chal. But Kodesh Bebia Meikel Lameima. What are you going to do by Kiddush Bebia? But the Rambam learned like Rabbi Yisrael Shal Rashi. They don't the Kodesh Bekas because Kedusha Kesem is a lower level. It's only Torah Shebal Peh. Yeah, there's such a, he quotes a lot. He quotes, there's a Yerushalmi in Nazir. There's a Mishnah in Nazir. A Kohen is not allowed to be Metam and Lameis, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Metam and Lameis. But the Yisrael of the Kohen Gadol is more chomer than the Kohen Hedya. The Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to be Metam to design Krohim. It's only permitted and obligated to be mitami to a meis mitzvah. The Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be mitami to a meis mitzvah or to the Zayin Krodim. So let's say the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol are walking on a highway and they bump into a meis mitzvah. Nobody has a cell phone and they can't call the Chevra Kadisha. So it's a meis mitzvah. So one of the two of them, you don't need two people to bury the meis mitzvah. One person can do it on his own. So which of the two should bury him? So the Mishnah said, let the Kohen Hedyot be metami to the Meis Mitzvah. Whenever you have to, let's say, whenever you have pikuach nefesh, is doiche, you have to eat treif for food. Jews were in a concentration camp. So if they wouldn't eat the treif for food that they gave them, they would all die from malnutrition. Many of them did die from malnutrition. But the din was that pikuach nefesh is decha kolat arkul. So you can eat the treif for food. So the Gemara says, what if you have a choice? Either eating chazer or eating tevel. So Gemara says, chazer was only a lab, tevel is misa b'dei shamayim. So whenever you have a head to pikoch nefesh, machila mosa, hakal tchila. You violate the lesser of the two evils. If you have a choice between misa b'dei shamayim and koreis, let's say you have either chelev, which has koreis, or tevel is misa b'dei shamayim. So the Babli holds that koreis is mochamad and misa b'dei shamayim. So you violate the Yisra Misa B'dei Shemayim. You eat the Tevel, you don't eat the Chelev. Chelev is Mochama. So here also the Mishnah has, someone has to violate the Yisra Kohuna because you have a Meis Mitzvah. A Meis Mitzvah is Deche. So which of the two should be Metami, the Kohen Hedyot or the Kohen Gadol? The Mishnah says the Yisra of the Kohen Gadol is Mochama than the Yisra of the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol only has a Heter for Meis Mitzvah and the Kohen Hedyot has a Heter even for the Zayin Krov. So let the Kohen Hedyot be Metamei Lameis. What if you have the Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? They both have the same. They're all both only Metamei to a Meis Mitzvah, and neither the Kohen Gadol nor the Nazir is permitted to be Metamei to any of the Zayin Krovim. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. That's how the Perek begins. Perek Kohen Gadol begins with that Machlokes HaBlezen HaChachamim. Which Yisur is Mochomer? They're about to say. That's a Machlokes No. Which Yisur is Mochomer? The Yisur of the Kohen Gadol to be Metamei Lameis. Or the Yisra of the Nazir to be Metame, even though the Dinim seem to be identical, that they're both Osir to be Metame, even to the Zayin Krovim, only Mutter to the Meis Mitzvah. So the Rishalmi has over there, I think this is all in the Pimagodim. Rishalmi has over there the following case. There's a fellow who took a Naziris for 3 months. He's going to be a Nazir for 3 months. He's a normal Nazir. Then there's another guy who said, I read a Nazir Olam. He accepts upon himself to be a Nazir Olam. Rishalmi says, Nazir Olam doesn't say in Chumash. That's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. So since it's only known through Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, the seriousness is as of a lower level of a Nazir. So if the two of them are walking down the highway and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah, let the one who's a Nazir Olam be Metame, as opposed to the one who's a Nazir for 30 days or for 50 days, whatever it happens to be, because this Isser is Mefurish and Chumash. Nazir Olam is not Mefurish and Chumash. So there are a lot of sources that indicate like that. Prima Gana quotes many, many sources like that. That something that's Mefurish Bikra, Torah Shebichsav is considered Mochomer than Torah Shebalpai. We mentioned the Rambam says that there are 7 categories of treifas. Look in Yerudei, Simon Lamites. They list off the 7 categories of treifas. So one of them is Drusa. If the animal, shech the sheep, if the cow, if the sheep or the lamb, whatever it was clawed by the neck by a bigger animal. So the Rambam says that's called Drusa. So Drusa is Pshuto Shel Mikra, Basa Basada Trefa, Loisa Chela. What is the Basada? I mean, if it's out in the wild west, in the wild field, and the animal was clawed by the neck by a bigger animal, by a fox or something, by a bigger animal. So the Rambam says Drusa is Torah Shebichsav, and the other 6 categories of Trefas are Torah Shebalpeh only. It's not Mashmos Pshuto Shel Mikra. And therefore, we're more machmir by drusa than we are by the other treifas, because this is Torah Shebichsav, and that's only Torah Shebalpeh. So the Taz discusses a similar mitzvah in Yerudei. Where do you see that you're more machmir by drusa than by the others? What then is the Rambam referring to? So that's a question. What in the world is the Rambam talking about? But that's what he writes, that you're more machmir in drusa because drusa is pshuto shel mikra, Torah Shebichsav. Yeah. So that's what they interpret. The Gemara said the Loshin on Dalet Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Milsa Dasi B'Kal V'Chaimer Torach V'Kosav L'Kra. He gained something by that. If it would only be Milsa, usually you say Lama L'Kra Svarahu. If it's a Svara, it's just as powerful as if you would have a Pasuk. But over here, it's not a Svara. It's a Svara V'Kal V'Chaimer. Kal V'Chaimer is only Torah Shebal Peh. But if you have Torach V'Kosav L'Kra, then it's elevated to the level of Torah Shebichsav. Then you have to take it more seriously. You're going to be more machmer if it's going to be treated like Torah Shebichsav than if it's going to be a Torah Shebalpeh. So that's, but the Rambam has this chiddush. He writes that that Kiddushei Kesef, as opposed to Kiddushei Shtar Biya, is Medivrei Sofrim. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes that were those who misunderstood the Rambam as saying that that Kiddushei Kesef is only the Rabbanon. That's literally what Rabbi Yisrael Shel Rashi said. That's what Rashi thought that they meant, that Kiddushei Kesef was only the Rabbanon. And the Kesef Mishnah thinks that that's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam uses the expression Divrei Sofrim. The Gemara appears also sometimes. Divrei Sofrim is in the Gemara, usually means a Din Midei Rabbanon, but once in a while, Taken Kiddushin, later on, once in a while means Torah Shebal Peh, but it's a Din Deraisa, not a Din Midei Rabbanon. There's such a Loshen in the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus. The Rambam says that relatives from my mother's side, let's have a half-brother. We have the same mother, but we have a different father. I have a first cousin from my mother's side, not from my father's side. So the Rambam writes that the relatives from the mother's side are psulim le'edus medivrei sofrim. So the Kesef Mishnah has a long essay over there also. He says, look what I wrote at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, that there were those who misunderstood, misinterpreted the Rambam, that kreivim etzad ha'im are only poslim with the Rabbanon. So he says, the Kesef Mishnah says it's not true. When the Rambam says they were seifrim, means over here it's Torah Shebal Peh, that it's Minat Torah. Fine, so we know that there are 3 kinds of Kiddushin. Kiddushin Kesef, Kiddushin Shtar, Kiddushin Bia. Kiddushin Bia, Rav did away with. Rav Mangid, Rav would give Makas Mar, Zaman, the Mekadish, but Bia. So he left with either Kesef or Shtar. And then the Rambam says, Kvanov, Kolitzo, the Kaddish, Bekesef. The Jews means the Orthodox Jews, as opposed to the Karoim. Much of the Rambam in Mishneh Torah is an attack against the Karoim. Sometimes he'll openly write against them, sometimes in a hidden fashion. All right, here he didn't write explicitly. Why not? He writes Kvanog Kol Yisrael LeKadosh B'Kesem, means that the Orthodox Jews, not the Karaites, have chosen to use Kesem because the Karaites don't believe in it. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Milah that you can perform Bris Milah. He quotes a Gemara in the beginning of Chulin. You can perform Bris Milah with the scissors, with a knife, with a sharp rock, with a sharp piece of glass, which is sharp at the edge. Anything that cuts. Then the Rambam says, Kvanog Kol Yisrael, the minig by the Jews is to perform the Bris Milah with a knife, as opposed to the minig by the Egyptians. What do you mean, Kvanog Kol Yisrael? He also means the minig by the Orthodox Jews, as opposed to the Karoim, because the Karoim insisted on using a scissors. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Kach Locha Charbos Tzurim Shumolet Bnei Yisrael Shenis. And they came to the city Gilgal. So they hadn't, the most of the Kol Yisrael hadn't observed Bris Milah for 40 years. Only Shevet Levi did, Brischei and Tzoro. They observed Bris Milah all the years in the Midbar. The others were afraid. This is Safik Sakona. The weather conditions were such that it wasn't healthy to perform a Bris Milah. So when they entered Eretz Yisrael, the weather conditions were better, and they did a Bris Milah on everybody who hadn't had a Bris Milah for some years. So the Loshen of the Pasuk says, Kach Locha Charvos Tzuri. So the Karaites have their own Torah Shebaal Peh. They don't have our Torah Shabbat. They had invented their own Torah Shabbat. Mm-hmm. So they made up a new din. You can only perform Bris Milah with the scissors. Charbos Tzurim, my two knives are cut one against the other. So the Rambam was aware of that. The Rambam has, he lived in Egypt. He lived with these people. So he says, you can use a scissors, you can use a knife, you can use a rock, you can use a blade of grass, you can use a blade of glass. The Gemara says all these things are good. They're on quotes, everything. And the meaning is that we don't use the scissors. We dafke use a knife, we don't use the scissors. Could not, lehoitzim we leave mishana karayim. We don't want it to look as if we subscribe to the karayitic Torah Shabbat Peh. The Rambam has other places also. The Rambam has in Hilchus Shabbos. The Rambam arranges Hilchus Shabbos twice. If you're very funny. The Rambam goes to all the malachas, lamet halach, then he goes again to malachas. And he writes Bikoch Nefesh in Perek Beis. Should have written Bikoch Nefesh at the end somewhere. The whole Rambam, the Seder, is very out of order. Very, very out of order, Hilchus Shabbos. So a lot of that Seder is because he's fighting against the Karoim. Karoim didn't accept all the Gzeiros, the Rabbanon didn't accept all the Torah Shebaal Peh, so they didn't believe in Pikvot Nefesh, the Hilchus Shabbos, so the Rambam puts that in the beginning, Perek Beis. He already says, before he even starts the Malachas, he said, Pikvot Nefesh is Deicha, because the Karoites didn't accept it. They didn't believe it, Pikvot Nefesh is Deicha. A lot of the Rambam, the Rambam has Be'yosef, but no, he also has a line. They're different, scattered about in the Mishnah Torah. There are hidden attacks against the Karaites. He doesn't have to write, he doesn't have to be mechaber them to mention them by name, but every so often he writes a din that it's lahoitzim ilim hamshala karon. The Gemara said there's such a thing as kiddushin midin oreif. What is kiddushin midin oreif? Where was that? Zayin Amad Aleph, top line. They're sitting under the chuppah, and the girl is so rich, she has two rings on every finger. She has 10 fingers and 20 rings, all the toes. She has 20 rings on the 10 toes. She has more than enough rings. She has no room to put another ring. So the girl says, my next neighbor is a poor girl. I'll tell you what, give her the ring, and I'll agree to marry you. So the chosin said, okay, harem kodeshesli, I'm giving the ring to your girlfriend. You told me to give it to the girlfriend. I remember Kodeshesli. That's Mekodeshes Midin Oreif. What do you mean, Midin Oreif? What is an Oreif? An Oreif is a cosigner. A person borrows money from someone else, so we call him the Loive, and the one who lends him the money is called the Malve. So the Loive has to pay back the money to the Malve. So what if, let's say, the banker is going to lend the money? My son wants to buy a home. He doesn't have any money to buy a home. So the bank wants me to sign. I have a lot of money in the bank. I have a job kavua. My son is just starting a new job. So I sign as the co-signer. So the bank lends the money to my son, I might say so. And then if the son doesn't pay, when it comes time to collect, and government or you're not supposed to go collect from the orv, you're supposed to collect first from the loiva. But if the loiva doesn't have any money, then you go to the orv. What right do you have to collect from the orv? The orv never borrowed the money. He never borrowed the money. So that's the institution of orv. How do you know that there is such an institution of Arif? So it's a whole sugya at the end of Baba Basra. It's in the beginning of Mishlei. beginning. The Gemara quotes the pasuk. The Gemara, the end of the pasuk, quotes Maravta lebeyecha, takaita lazar kapecha, nakashte bimei picha. The Gemara quotes the pasuk by Yehuda also. Nochi erevenu, right? The Gemara quotes psukim. But the more explicit parsha is a whole arichas and sefer mishle. But you can't learn adinim deraisa from sefer mishle. So the Gemara quotes psukim from chumash. So there is such an institution. What does it mean, Orev? The Matan Moes, that the Malve gave the money to the Loive, al pitzi vuya, shel ha'orev, is considered as if a Matan Moes was done to the Orev. The Matan Moes is Mechayev, the Loive to pay. So the Matan Moes is also Mechayev the Orev, because the Orev told the Malve, you lent him the money, by his receiving the money, I will accept upon myself the obligation to pay in the event that the Loive doesn't pay. So the Matan Moes to someone else, Harpit Sivuyi, is considered as if he gave me the Matan Moes. That's how Tosfos learns, the Din of Orev. The Rambam does not agree. We mentioned Tosfos in Perikei Zeh Neshech. There's one Perik in Bob Metzia, Mila Bob Metzia, that's a self-contained topic. Ribbis is self-contained. Usually doesn't connect up with anything else in the Chumash. Ribbis, it's the very here kiddushin you're learning out from here, from there, kinya kesef, karka, everything is interconnected. Kol atar kol, they're all interconnected. And ribbis is at this stands alone. The din of ribbis are really very isolated. The Avnei Nezer has a lot of chubas on ilchas ribbis. He has practically sif by sif. He almost has sif by sif oris on the shulchan aruch ilchas ribbis. What he does is he makes ribbis interconnected with Kala Tarkal. He quotes a Shittim Kumbetz and a Gemara here and a Gemara there, and he makes it from Sugyas and other places in Shas. He can figure out what the reason for the din is over here. He did a service, because until the Adonizer did that, Ribbis was mamish an isolated topic. So there's a Tesis there, and Mechaber and Yeredei, Paskins like the Tesis. Tesis says, somebody comes to me, they want to borrow $100,000 for 2 years. So I say, I have my money in a savings account, and the bank gives me interest, and all of that interest I give to charity. So if I'm going to lend you $100,000 for 2 years, it's going to be a hefset for charity. So I'll tell you what, I'll lend you interest-free, I'll lend you $100,000 interest-free, but the amount of money that I would have accumulated in the bank from the interest that I would have given to charity, I want you to give that amount to charity. So he agrees to do it. So Tosfos says it's ribbis deraisa. And ribbis deraisa is yetzer b'dayanim. Machlek zabiach and Rab Lozer. And we pass on like Rab Lozer. The Gemara passes like Rab Lozer. The Talmud of Rab Yechon. The ribbis ketzutz. The ribbis deraisa is yetzer b'dayanim. So what do you mean yetzer b'dayanim? I lent you the $100,000. And then after 2 years, you pay me back the $100,000. And you give $100 to charity. So the charity doesn't have to give you back the money. They didn't violate anything. I have to reimburse you the $100. I lent you $100,000 interest free, but the condition was that I would have given $100 the interest that I would have gotten in the bank for the 2 years. I would have given $100 to charity, so now I want you to give it. So Tosfos says, based on the din of Arev, that's considered ribbis kitzutza deraisa. The $100 that you gave to charity, al pi bakoshasi, al pi tzivuyi, is considered as if he gave me that $100. So that has a status of ribbis ketzutza. So the Machne Ephraim lived in the early 1700s. He was a Sfardish Gadol. Somehow the Nesivis didn't know when he lived. So the Nesivis writes, he saw a sefer from one of the Kadmonim. So the Chidor says, what do you mean Kadmonim? I used to learn his yeshiva. It's not from the Kadmonim. He just died a few years ago. Kadmonim means as if 100 years ago, 200 years ago. He just died. He was just alive and he just died. So this is Sefer Machne Ephraim from the early 1700s. So he points out that the Rambam does not agree with Tosfos over here. The Rambam will not hold that that's Ribbis Ketzutza Deraisa, because the Rambam learns over here because of Hanor Kikesa. A different Shita, fine. But Tosfos understood that Tosfos understood the Gemara Kipshuto. That the Matan Moes, that the Malva lends money to the Loive, al pit sivui ha'orev. The Orev says, if you lend him the money, I'll accept upon myself an obligation to pay in the event that the Loive doesn't pay. Matan Mois to him is considered as if he didn't matan Mois to me. So the Gemara learns out Kiddushin midin orev, matan Mois to the girlfriend is considered as if the girl has already 20 rings on her 10 fingers and 20 rings on her toes. She has no room for any more rings. She has nose rings, earrings, all over the place. So the chos wants to give her another ring. She said, I don't have any room for any more ring. Give it to my poor next-door neighbor, and I'll agree to be mekudeshes to you. So according to Tosfos, that's considered a matna mois. That's interesting. The Gemara learned out, kidushe kesef from karka. Kicha, kicha, Mr. Ephraim. The Gemara had two mekuras. One was kicha, kicha, and one was yatzachinim and kesef, yesh kesef, lod nacher. So one of the sources was kicha, kicha. So the Gemara has a lashon, kesef is kind of bi'alma, so it's kind of kan. Kesef is good to be kind of karka, stay Ephron. Kesef is good, mava kesef, shkeng pointed by hegdeshis, or maisa sheni. Kesef is good to be paid a hegdesh. The Gemara quotes the pasuk as if it were a pasuk, v'nosin ha-kesef ikomlo. Tosfos points out there ain't no such pasuk in the whole Tanakh. The Gemara put together a word from here, a word from there. It's almost such a pasuk, but that's the halacha. We read the pasuk as if it were written, "Venasna kesef kamla pinyan hegdish can only be with the kinya kesef." Then the Gemara says also kesef is good to be paid a maisa sheni is one of the three cases where shavu kesef is no good. Dafke kesef, we'd say v'tzarta kesef yadecha, you need daf kesef sheyesh olav tzur. It has to be money that has an imprint on it. If it's a coin, an asimon, but the government didn't put the print on it yet, so you can't be paid a maisa sheni with asimon, even though it's worth a lot of money, even though people know how much it's worth. You can't be paid it with asimon. Tosfos on the first Mishnah, on Beis Haman Aleph, writes, it's really a braisa, that braisa in Pcheres on Daf Nun Aleph, then call it Tarakulu, Sheva Kesev is Ki Kesev. You can be Mekadosh and Isha with a ring. The Ramah quotes from the Zohar, the meaning is from the Tikkuni Zohar. The meaning is you mekadosh with a ring, whatever the explanation is. Rastach Leilion, that's why we say Rastach Leilion, when we put the ritzuas around the finger, because as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rastach Leilion, the Baruch Shalom has a marriage with the Jewish people, as if he's putting a ring on our finger. So we say that possible. So the din is that Shavu Kesef is good for Kedusha Isha, Shavu Kesef is good for Pidyon HaBen, that was just an opinion, HaBen HaLamad, you can give Shavu Kesef. The Gemara says, Egel's at the Pidyamini, Tavla's at the Pidyamini is fine, has to be worth 5 sloy, but you can give Shavu Kesef lechatchila. If you're Adam Amasik, it says you have to pay Kesef Yavshel Balav at Mesi Allah by Bor. So the Gemara says, Kesef Yavshel Balav, Shavu Kesef is also good. We can ask that Kesef at Kamlo, when you pay the Hegdish by Kesef, Shavu Kesef is also good. There are only three cases, Abrais and Mchuriz, Daf and Al, only three Dinim, where Shavu Kesef is Lavke Kesef. So one of them is Pidyon Maisa Sheni. Pidyon Hegdish, he can be paid a Hegdish by Shavu Kesef. Just can't use Karka Avodim and Shtoris. But any other Shavu Kesef is good. But Pidyon Maisa Sheni is Mochomer. Pidyon Maisa Sheni, you need Dafke Kesef Sheesh Olav Tzura. You can't use Shavu Kesef to be paid a Maisa Sheni. So that's a Din Deraisa. That's like that. That's in Perek Hazov. It's repeated a few times. You need Dafke Kesef, and Shavu Kesef is not acceptable. Then one of the three dinim is clearly only a din derabbanan. When you go to be oila regal, a Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, everybody has to buy an oila sriya. The men, all the men have to buy. Yerol kol zchurcha, leirol fanai rekam. They shouldn't enter the azara without bringing an oila sriya. So the oila sriya has to be purchased dafke with cash. You can't set aside a shavu kesef, then come to Yerushalayim and buy the behemah with shavu kesef. So Rashi quotes to Yerushalmi, that's only a din with the Rabbanim. That's not a din. Rashi, the Am Chayrus, and after Nav said that's only a din with the Rabbanim. And the third din is questionable. When you give Machzah Shekel every year for the purpose of, what is Machzah Shekel for? To fund the purchasing of the Karbonis Tzibur. The Tamidim and Musafim have to be funded by the money from the Tzibur. You can't have a wealthy Balabas has donated $5 million for the purpose of purchasing all the Karbonis this year. We're going to hang up a sign. So the Gemara says the tzedukim allowed it. Dermin is banned by sheni. The tzedukim permitted it, that a person can donate money and you don't have to have this shnarerai to have everybody have pushkas all over and collecting machzah shekel from Arishai. One person gave all the money. So that was one of the big machlekes that they had with the tzedukim, bisman by sheni. Then they made one of the yamim tayfim that they introduced, was listed in the Megillas Tainis, is when it toikem tmida, when the korban tamid was established, that it was brought properly, that they're no longer going to permit an individual person, wealthy person, to donate all the money to pay for the korban tziba. No, you have to collect machzah shekel money from each person. So the Gemara says, the Braisa has, that's the third din. Machzah shekel, you're only yotze if you give money, you can't give shalva kesef. So that's a question of girsois in Yerushalmi and Shkolim. We don't have any Bavli and Shkolim, we have Yerushalmi. So in Yerushalmi and Shkolim, the Mefarshim have a machloikas, what the girsa should be, whether that's a din deraisa, that's a din derabon. Moshe Feinstein always used to bemoan the fact that when he ran away from the communists, he was under the communists, he suffered a lot under the communists. So when he ran away, he had to leave behind his commentary on Yerushalmi. He felt that that was his main work, that he wrote his chibur on Yerushalmi. Second best, he felt the Dibras Moshe. And the Igris Moshe, that was between Milcham Arif. He used to write. He didn't work so hard on the Dibras, on the Igris Moshe. He used to shoot off the tshuvas 1, 2, 3. But the Dibras, that he worked all week long to prepare the big sheer klolin that he gave in MTJ. And then the Chibra and Yerushalmi, that he bemoans the fact. So in the tshuvas, he has one of the tshuvas, he says, in my Chibra and Yerushalmi that I had to leave behind when I ran away from the communists, he was mevara that this is a din deraisa. He also thought that's a mechalikas, the meforshim on Yerushalmi Shkolim, whether that's a din deraisa or a din derabonim. One din beferish is deraisa, that you can't be paid a maisha sheni with shavu kesef, that's beferish. It's ata kesef, kesef sheish alav tzur. The other din is clearly only a din derabonim. When you buy oilas riyo, you cannot purchase it with shavu kesef, you have to purchase it with kesef. That's clearly only the derabonim. Rashi and Bchoris quotes from the Yerushalmi. And the third din, the machzah shekel, that's a dion, the mefarshim on Yerushalmi, whether that's the raisa or the rabbanim. So here the din is that kiddusha isha is good, not only a pruta is good, a shavu pruta as well. How much is a pruta? How much is a pruta? So the Gemara later on Yud Beis says one of the Amoraim had a havamina, which is not correct, it was rejected, that a pruta is the smallest coin in the monetary system in that country where you live. So the Gemara says that it's not true. Here, the first wide line, and you'd base on it Allah. Sava Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Rav Yosef was the Rebbe of Abai Verovit. Sava Rav Yosef Lemeimar, pruta koldehu, the smallest coin in the monetary system in any country, whatever happens to be. Then the Gemara proves that it's not correct. So the Gemara leaves you hanging. So what's the definition of a pruta? So the Gemara leaves you hanging. So the Ramban didn't have a riff. We don't have a riff either on Pcharis. Ramban didn't have a riff on Pcharis. He only wrote on those Masichtas that are Negel Halacha. Didn't write. Pcharis is mainly Kochim. So the Ramban wrote like an imitation riff, Hilchas Pcharis. The riff is always called Hilchas Halachas, Hilchas Arabalfas. So the Ramban wrote an imitation riff. We don't have either on Pcharis. Ramban didn't have on the Dorim either, so we do have. But the Ramban didn't have, so he wrote an imitation riff. So in the back of the Dorim, they printed two, one next to the other, the riff and the Ramban's imitation riff. But on Pcharis, we don't have a riff on Pcharis.
We never wrote it? Why didn't we?
I don't know. You got to ask the people across the street. Whether he never wrote it. I don't know. Got to find that. Could be he never wrote it? Okay. So the Ramban there quotes a tradition from the Gaonim. How much is a pruta? The Gemara leaves you hanging. How much is a pruta? So he says the Gaonim have a tradition. Mishkal chatzi saora kesef zakuk. The value of pure silver. How much? The weight of an ounce, 100 ounces, a gram, 100 grams. How much? Mishkal chatzi saora kesef zakuk. If you take an average size kernel of barley grain. Teeny weeny little thing, average size. How are you going to know average size? You have to take 5 million kernels of grain, of barley, to see what the average size is. Okay. So if you cut it exactly in half, so you put on one side of the scale, you put half a barley grain, average size, half a barley grain. On the other side, you put pure silver, dust of silver. You can't put a chunk of silver that'll weigh more than 15 barley grains. So Mishkal Chatzisar Kesef Zakuk, that's the value of a pruta. So how much are you supposed to, how much is a pidyon haben? So we did the multiplication. What did we come up with last time? Kuf Tzadik Beis Prutas and a Dinner. Here's the Rashi. Rashi just does plain arithmetic. It's not higher mathematics here. 192 Prutas and a Dinner. There are 4 Dinarim in a shekel. You have to multiply 192 Prutas times 4. That'll tell me how many Prutas in a shekel. And there are 5 Shkolim for Pigyon HaBen. 5 Shkolim, 5 Shkolim. So if you multiply 5 times 4 is 20. 20 times 192, Kuf Tzadik Beis. So Kuf Tzadik Beis, 192 times 10 is 1920. If you multiply that by 2, 1920, you're going to get
3840.
Okay? So 3,840 Prutas in Pidyon HaBen. Okay. So how much lemaisa do you give for Pidyon HaBen? So the Chazon Ish. So there's a Gemara we mentioned. There's a Gemara at the very beginning of Perek HaZohar in Bava Metzia. There's a Perek that deals with money. Now Moshe never had too much money, but he was an expert on the philosophy of money. He had a machlokes with Rechezkel Abramsky, and he says the Minsk Gadol agreed with me. He didn't agree with Rechezkel Abramsky. They both lived in Russia when the communists took over. So they changed the monetary system. So it was Yodua how much you had to give Pidyon HaBen under the Tsars, and then all of a sudden they changed the monetary system. So there was Machlokes Rav Moshe and Rav Chezkel Abramsky, how much do you have to give? So there's a Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaZohar. The Gemara says, once you establish how much you have to give for Pidyon HaBen, it remains the same. So what does that mean, once you establish? Rav Moshe has an unusual interpretation. He says, in 1776, when George Washington founded the Medina, and he made a monetary system, so however much Pidyon HaBen was then, that's how it stays the same. Even though there was inflation on top of inflation on top of inflation, and whatever money you gave then is not even enough to buy a cigar today, it's worthless. But once, unless there's a major change in the monetary system, and then he said that's a sugi in the end of Bava Kamma. And there's a major change, and you have to start all over again. Here there was a major change. From the Tsars to the communists, they changed. There was a Lagamria change. So then you have to change. So the Shaila was, so that's what Rav Moshe understood. When they made Hakomas HaMedina in Tavshin Ches, when they founded the Medina, so how much was Pidyon HaBen? So however much it was in the beginning of Hakomas HaMedina, it remains the same throughout unless there's a major change in the monetary system. It's usually assumed, not like Rav Moshe, usually assumed like the Chazon Ish and like the Stipler. What it means was, when the baby reached the Yom Lamed Aleph, each and every baby is different, not Hakomas HaMedina. Once it's established in America, when George Washington founded the Medina in 1776, how much was Pidyon HaBen? It stays the same. No, it means when this baby reached Yom Lamed Aleph, you can't be Yotze Pidyon HaBen if you give before Yom Lamed Aleph. You can only be Yotze after Yom Lamed Aleph. So on Yom Lamed Aleph, how much was Pidyon HaBen? So even if the parents never gave, even if the father never gave Pidyon HaBen, and the guy gives his own Pidyon HaBen at the age of 95, we always have students here in the yeshiva who will realize that their parents never gave Pidyon HaBen. So there's always a Pidyon HaBen taking place every year. There's always a Pidyon HaBen. There's a slightly different nusach. He said, the guy says, I am a part, not my wife gave birth to a baby. I'm a part, I want to be part of myself. Okay. So that's what the Chazon Ish learns Pshat Nigemara. Since it was established when the baby reached Yom Lamed Aleph, how much the Pidyon HaBen should be, so it remains the same. So how much is it supposed to be? So that's what the Chazon Ish claims, Meikar HaDin should really be 96 grams of pure silver, and the Minhag HaOlam is that you give 100 grams. So if that's the 3,840 Prutas, because they took 1920, they took 1920 kernels of sorib, of barley, average size barley grain. Some of them are bigger, some of them are smaller, so everything averaged out. So if you weigh 1920 grains of barley, so you have 3840. Half barley grains. The two hips in a hole. So you have 19-20 grains of barley, that's how much you need for the pinyan ha-ben.
You put a scale, the other scale you put silver on, the other one you leave it out?
Yeah. So that's 100, that's the chumer, you give 100 grams. Some disagree with the Chazanish, the whole you have to give 101 grams of pure silver. Okay, so give a little extra, if you want to. The Chazanish holds Mikra, then that's it. But he doesn't agree with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, it depends on Hakamas Hamdina. Once the government established the monetary system, and at the day they established the Pinyan HaBen was so much, 100 grams of pure silver was how much, it remains that amount, even though there was inflation on top of inflation. So the Chazanish says it doesn't depend on Hakamas Hamdina, it depends on either on the Yom, when on each baby individually. So that's the question, does it depend on Yom Laman Aleph, or does it depend on Yom HaLeida? When is the Chiyuv Chal to give Pinyan HaBen? Is the Chal when the baby is born, but you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah till the 31st day? Or you say, no, the Chiyuv is not Chal till the 31st day. So that's a pilpul of all places in the Netziv and the Tshuvas. In the Meshiv Dover, he has a discussion about that. Is the Chiyuv Pinyan HaBen Chal when the baby is born? So you should measure then. Or is the Chiyuv Chal on Yom Laman Aleph? They all agree what the din is. If you give Pinyan HaBen before Yom Laman Aleph, you're not Yotzei even B'Dyeved. Yeah.
And that would mean that if somebody's putting himself later, you'd have to go back to the day of Laman Aleph and figure out how much was back then?
Has to look up, yeah, research in the New York Times, how much was the value of silver when he was either born or when he was Yom Laman Aleph, yeah. I don't remember, but sometimes it'll play a major role. Sometimes the value of silver has a major jump within 30 days.
And
so it'll have a big enough gemein.
Who's this Minsker Ilui that goes like this?
It's one of the Gedolim. They all recognized him as a big one. Yeah. Rav Moshe was upset that Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky was an action, that he didn't give in to me, he didn't concede, even though the Minsker Gadol agreed with me. So he considered Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky an action. Okay.
So, how does Rebbe pass on the mice? Does Rebbe go by the yom of the pinyan ha-ben?
Usually they give it a little extra anyway. Some people have old coins. The old coins have more than... If you have old silver dollars of America, the old coins, if you have five coins, it has more than 100 grams of pure, has more than 101 grams of pure silver also. If you have old coins. So again, so the way Taisus learns, Kiddusha Medin Orev, is that the Matna Mois to the girlfriend, Alpi Tzivui Hakala, is considered as if you did a Matna Mois to the girl. So that's fascinating, that the Gemara is saying, what's Mechayev the Loiva to pay is Matna Mois. When the Malva gives the Matna Mois to the Loiva, Alpi Tzivui HaOrev, is considered as if you did a Matna Mois to the Orev also. That's where Rav Baruch Ber quotes in the name of Rav Chaim. He says, the classical poskim say not so. They say, if you lend money to a Jew, you're not allowed to charge interest. Lend money to a Nochri, you're permitted. A Nochri is Hashich. The Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah. Whenever you lend, doesn't mean you have to go out of your way to lend money to a Nochri. It means, if you lend money to a Nochri, it's a mitzvah, you're mechuyev to charge ribbis. And the Ravid is masig on the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah. So Rav Baruch Ber Mechalal say, if you lend to a Jew, you're over on the, in addition to the lav, you're also over on the yesah. So if you lend money to a nochri and you charge ribbis, he's mechuyev to pay back the ribbis. So what if I lend money to a Jew and I charge ribbis? So is that considered outright gezel? I'm not koyin of the ribbis? But he's saying, no, it's not gezel. I did an avera. But just like if I lend money to a nochri, there's some kind of a legally binding kinyan. It's mechayev the nochri to pay the ribbis, I lend to a Jew also. So that was the two ways to read the Gemara on Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says a man is mekadosh an isha somehow in a certain way. So the Gemara says, what do you mean hanoas? What do you mean it's haramas ribbis? The Gemara says it's ribbis ma'al yasehi, right in the middle of the Amid, Vav Amid Beis. Real ribbis derais, ribbis. So what was the kasha of the Gemara? So the Rishonim have a machlokes, the Beis Shmuel quotes the two opinions in Ebenezer. One pshat they quote, it's ribbis deraisa and the kedushin is not chal. Because ribbis deraisa He doesn't owe the money, and when the loive gives the ribis to the malva isn't koine, it's gezel, it doesn't belong to him. The other pshat is, no. Why did he call it, why did Rava, Abaye call it haramas ribis? You should have called the ribis deraisa. But not that the din is wrong, no, the din is correct. That's a fundamental machlokes. When you collect the ribis from a Jew, do you say that it doesn't belong to you? Because you're not allowed to charge ribis? Or do you say, no, legally it's binding, I lent to another Jew, he's legally bound, he's obligated to pay, but it's an aver to make such an arrangement, it's an aver to collect it. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, the name Rav Chaim, that's Rav Baruch Ber also, not quotes it, not in this exaggerated form. So Rav Chaim said, he has a raya brurish and alel tshuvi, he has an absolutely perfect raya to the way we paskan la'alocha, that if you mekadosh beribis, it is a good kiddush in deraisa. Why? Because the Gemara says, this din, ribis kutsutsa yotze b'dayonim, if I lent you $1,000 and I took ribis, so I have to give you back the ribis kutsutsa, that's only called mandar I'm alive. Lididei az rachmane. Once I die, librei le az rachmane. The Torah didn't require of my children that they should give it back. So the Ritva brings that raya. The Ritva kedushin brings that raya. Vav ha-mebeis, you see the ferish, that it's a legally binding agreement, and when you collect it, it belongs to me. The malva is kind of, but he did an avera. He's supposed to give it back. But once I die, there's no more avera. If I steal your automobile and I die, my children have to give back the automobile. It's gzela. It doesn't belong to them. They don't yarshim. But over here, if they yarshim the ribs, they can keep the ribs. They don't have a mitzvah to give it back. So you see that it's legally binding. Why is it legally binding? If you lent to a lochri, for sure it's legally binding. Even if you lent for a Jew, a prime held like that, ritual, that it's also legally binding in a chosh mishpat, and you're a day, you're not allowed to. Yeah. Why is it legally binding? So the classical post can all assume it's legally binding like schiris. Like if I rent an automobile to someone, I rent a tuxedo to somebody, I rent anything to somebody else. I rent a house to somebody, so I charge them for the use of the house. The landlord charges for the use of the house. So here also, I lent you money, you have to give it back. And then I charge you for the use of the money, so it's schiris. And the longer you keep the apartment, the longer you live in the apartment, the more rent you have to pay. So the longer you hold on to the halvoya, I'm going to charge you more ribis per month, every year, every month, at the delay, giving it back, I charge you more because there's going to be more schiris. So that's what the classical poskim all assume like that, including the Avni Nezer in his country's brisachim. The word ribis is spelled the same letters as bris. There's a club of the Jewish people, it's called brisachim, and not allowed to charge each other ribis. That's his whole kuntris that has practically sif by sif commentaries on Yeridei Hilchos Ribis. The whole kuntris is called, goes on and on for 50 pages. That's called Brisach. So Rav Baruch Ber quotes Rav Chaim didn't agree. He said, that's not the Mechayev. What do you mean? When I lend you the money is yours. Milva lo tzor nitna. How can I charge you rent for the use of the money? You're using your own money. When you're using my apartment, I'm the landlord, so I have a right to charge. When using my tuxedo, I charge you for the use of my tuxedo, but when I lend you the money, the minute I lend you the money, we pass him, say, more later, we pass him, the minute I lend you the money belongs to you. So how do I have the right to charge you for the use of your money? You're not using my money, you're using your own money. So that's why Rav Chaim rejected it. So he says, you see from this Gemara, matan mois to the malva gives the matan mois to the loiv al pitziboi ha'orev, it's considered as if there was a matan mois done to the Orev. You see that the Mechayev to pay ribis, you see that the Mechayev to pay halvor, you don't see ribis, see what's the Mechayev to pay halvor? So we usually think, I lent them $1,000, of course he has to pay back $1,000. So Rav Chaim said for the Gemara, he said no. Just like Kesef is koine karka, and Kesef is good to be koine pidyon hegdish. But that's not Kesef v'kamlo. That pasuk that doesn't exist, but Taisa says they put together words from the pasuk. And Kesef is good to be paid in Maisa Sheni, and Kesef is good to be koine Ishus. So the Gemara puts together Matamoes is koine Shibudim, the same as Matamoes is koine Karka, Matamoes is koine Kiddushin, Matamoes is koine Pidyon Hegdish, Matamoes is koine Pidyon Maisa Sheni. It's all the Kenya Matamoes, so the Matamoes is koine the Halvor. So he says, it's not that I lent you $1,000, you pay back $1,000. No, I lend you $1,000, you have to pay back whatever we made up. See, if we didn't make up one way or the other, so it's self-understood. I'll lend you $1,000. You have to pay back $1,000 because I'm not allowed to charge interest. So it's self-understood. If I lend you $1,000 and I say at the end of 2 years I want you to pay back $1,000 with an extra $100, Matan Mois is Machayev $1,100. If I lend you $1,000 and I say you only have to pay back $900, it's not that you really Muchayev to pay back $1,000. I was Mevater. I was Moichel on $100. No. Matna Mois is Mechai, whatever we made up. Because it's the same Matna Mois that's Koine Karka, and it's Koine Pidyon Hegdish, and it's Koine Isha, and it's Koine Pidyon Maisusheni. So it's Koine Chiyuve Halvor. So that's where Baruch Be'er quotes from Abchaim. The same Matna Mois is Koine Deribis. I made a Kenya Matna Mois. I lend you $1,000. I can make up, by my giving you $1,000, you Mechayev to pay me back $900, you Mechayev to pay me back $1,100. And we have to pay me back $1,000, whatever we make up. But the Moses is a Kenyan.
When are you over the ribbis? When you make it up, you give it, or when you pay back? When are you over the Isra of ribbis?
The Gemara said the last staff in the Zaneshech, they're over both. When you lend Shuma Milsehi, the Gemara has an expression, where I lend you the $1,000 and we make up a binding agreement, I already violated it, even if at the end of the day I don't collect it all. Then if I do, al tikach miita nesher usavus. When I collect it, I violate an additional aver. Eskas b'chol asita labineshech. When I lend him the money, I already violate an aver. Haskal asita labineshech. Shuma milsi. When I make the ktsita, it's already an aver. That's what Baruch Be'er quotes from Rab Chaim over here on Kiddushin. The Gemara's lashon is ribis ketsutza. What do you mean ketsutza? The ktsita is made when you make the matan mois. That's the ktsita. Because the matan mois is what's mechayev to pay the ribis. So the Raman comes up with a fantastic Kiddush. I'll lend the girl $100, and I say, by my lending you $100, I want you to pay me back $100, and the Hariyat Mukadesh is Sli at the same time. So I would have said, that's not good. What do you mean? Kesef Kiddushin, you got to give her the money. The Raman says, no. The Gemara says that the Matan Mois. I give the girl a ring. I say, I want to be kind of marriage with you, and you have a house for sale, I want to be kind of the house also. The house is worth $500,000, I'll pay you $500,000, but I want to make a Kenyan Kesef now. So I give you the ring to be kind of the house, and to be kind of issues. So you can do that, you can kill two birds with one stone. So the Rambam says, I can lend the girl $100, and I say, it's a Matan Mois to be kind of Shibudim, you should owe me back $100. It's a Matan Mois to be kind of issues. The Rambam learns the Gemara. It's all the same Matan Mois. Matan Mois is Kenyan Kesef. That's interchangeable. The words are interchangeable here. So Kenyan Kesef is good for Karka, good for Kiddushin, it's good for Pinyan Hegdish, good for Pinyan Maisusheni, and it's good for Halvor. That's Matan Mois. Fantastic Kiddush.
He's saying the same thing, is it those?
Or if he doesn't learn like Tosis, or if he does not learn like Tosis, but he learns the other Gemara about how Arvach Lozimno, the Rambam learns the Gemara Vav on the base, that when he lends money, the Rambam learns the Gemara Arvach Lozimno, when he lends her the money, he says, I want this $100 that I'm giving you to serve a double purpose. I want you to, it's a loan that you should pay me back $100, and I want to be Mekadosh with this. So in that Gemara he learns, you're right, by or if he doesn't learn, because he doesn't understand Orif like that. The Rambam does not understand Orif like that. Because the Rambam makes a chiddush. The Rambam starts off, Perak Aleph, Alach Aleph, and Ilchas Mechiri, he starts off, Ein HaMekach Nikne B'dvarim. If I own a house, or if I own a gemara, and I want to transfer ownership, if I just make an oral declaration, Dvarim, Dibur, the ownership doesn't switch. You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. So the Rama has, that's his klal. All the Rishonim agree to that, that's the klal. You have to have a Maisa Kinyan for Karaka, you have to have a Maisa Kinyan for Metaltalan. But to create an obligation, I say, hereby I obligate myself to give you $1,000,000 a Matana, the Rambam says is binding, even though no Maisa Kinyan was made. It's such a startling Rambam. So when the Mechaber quotes it, Chashmish but Simin Mem, the Ktzai says, it can't be, it's against all of Shas, so the Ktzai reinterprets the Rambam. But that is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam got it from Orev. The Rambam proves it. The Orev agrees, the cosigner agrees to pay in the event that the loiva doesn't pay. So what's Mechayev, the cosigner? He didn't make any Maisa Kinyan. So Taisa says, no, that's Kinyan Arev. The Matan Moes to the Loiva, Alpi Tzivui Ha Arev, is considered as if Matan Moes was done through the Arev. But the Rama didn't learn like that. The Rama learns Arev is Medin Hanua Kikesev. So how does Rambam understand Arev? What's Mechayv the Arev? The Rambam holds, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan to create a Hischayvus moment. The Rambam has a whole different sheet. Okay, we learn it tomorrow. We will continue the Chazor. Tomorrow's a regular day?
Oh, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Okay. Sunday. Sunday, regular day, nothing happening.
Rebbe, Sosmeyer Wilson, he...